I was absolutely delighted today when Liam Ward made the presentation and alluded to the fact that the funding for the Foyle Ferry and for the Swilly Ferry will be found within our budget. There's an onus on us now as public representatives to pass this budget. I've been elected onto the council in 2009, and each of those years there was always a concern, will the ferry be running? Can we find the money for the ferry? Will it be up and running next year? And of course no one was capable of putting a programme together and say, look, the Foyle Ferry will be running next year. We couldn't do that. Now we can. We have signed a contract there with the Foyle Ferry Company to 2019. And obviously we've defined the money for it. That money's going to be there now. It's not going to be taken out of our DFI fund, which we had to do this year, where we had to leave a lot of community groups without funding, and that will not be the case. That DFI fund will be there for 2018 and hopefully 2019, and we will be able to give that money out to those community groups, very much needed community groups.
And it must be, if it is passed, indeed, it will be a huge relief, not only to those community groups, but indeed the communities that the Foyle Ferry Service and the Swilly Ferry Service serve.
As I said in there before, we depend so much on the Foyle Ferry. It's the Foyle Ferry and the Swilly Ferry, like they bring so many people into the county, and they've proven that over the years, and it's important that those ferries are up and running. All you have to do is look at next year, for example. Well, you've got your Wild Atlantic Way, you've got Dairies Open. It's extremely important that those ferries are up and running. They're a very important part of the infrastructure now of County Donegal.